Now, the Royal National Institute of Blind People, or RNIB, is asking for people in Portsmouth to join a network panel for the South East. Now, the panel will work with the RNIB to help change the lives of people affected by sight loss. But what does it really involve? I'm joined now by Brian Anderson, who's a community facilitator with RNIB. Hello.
Hello, Simon. Hi.
Now, tell us a bit more about this actual opportunity then.
First of all, Simon, it's an opportunity for people right across the South East network. So we're going all the way from Kent through East and West Sussex into Hampshire, up to Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire, Berkshire and Surrey as well. And what we're trying to do is the Connect community down here is very active. We lots of people are involved with groups, individual groups, and people are linking up among themselves. But what we're really looking for are people who want to step up a little bit and join a network panel or a committee who represent the community to RNIB and actually make us a little bit more accountable for what we do down here, make sure that we're meeting the needs of blind and partially sighted people across the communities, and that we're really just doing what they want, and not doing it to them, but doing it with them.
Yeah, because sometimes a national charity can't always keep up with the nuances that occur in different parts of the country.
Absolutely. We've found that across our region, there are different levels of provision. There are different pockets of isolation for blind and partially sighted people. So some of our bigger counties, there are people who don't naturally gravitate towards the big towns and the centres where perhaps the local society has a base. They're out on the very often on their own, and they don't even know that there are other blind and partially sighted people around them. So what we want is a panel who direct us, who tell us what members of the community actually want us to do, how we can guide things and make things, just make life better all round for blind and partially sighted people down here in the South.
And again, this is RNIB addressing the fact that over the years, sometimes there's been the criticism that it's kind of telling blind people what they should be doing, whereas this is giving the blind and partially sighted community a chance to actually take some control over that, isn't it?
That's true. We're finding now that the old image of RNIB is changing rapidly. We're doing some really good work with local societies in the southeast. We're welcomed in. We're not seen as any sort of big brother trying to do this. We're working together with people to shape the future and just make things a lot more accessible and a lot more interesting for blind and partially sighted people. But what we actually really, really need is for some members of the blind and partially sighted community, not just people with sight loss, but the people who support them, family, people who provide services for them. We want them to step up now and actually join with us in this group who direct and tell us what they want us to do in the future and how we can change the way we do things to be more appealing.
So for somebody who's thinking this might be interesting, what kind of time commitment is involved with this?
We intend to have a minimum of 4 meetings a year. Each meeting will take place around in various locations around the counties, or we'll do things over Skype or by teleconference, and we'll provide people with the support they need for that. Outside of those 4 meetings, there may be subcommittees. It really depends on what the panel wants and how they want things to make it move forward. RNIB, of course, will facilitate all of these things. We'll provide the administrative support that people need. If people need training to learn to use Skype or to use the teleconference facilities, we can help them out with that. And if there's, you know, if there's a need to travel to a meeting in around the counties, then again we'll help out in terms of that, just to make sure that people really aren't disadvantaged by the place they live or by their ability to get about out and about.
So how do you actually apply to get involved with this then?
It's very straightforward. I would prefer it if people would do it by email. We have a mailbox set up, so it's connectse@rnib.org.uk. Or if people want to, they can give me a call, and my work number is 07702509293. And I'd be really happy to talk to people about the way forward for this.
Give us that number again, please, Brian.
07702 509293. You may need to leave a message because I work part-time as a community facilitator, but I will get back to people if they contact me on that.
And is there a time limit on this?
We've set a closing date for the end of January for people to make the initial application. What will happen then is, once people have expressed interest, we'll ask them perhaps to write about 250, 300 words about themselves and what they have to offer. And then it'll go to, we've already established a working group who are going to help to set this up. We drew that from people who already engage with RNIB, and that working group will send out invitations to people to join the panel.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing how that all works out. Brian Anderson, Community Facilitator with RNIB, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Simon.